In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord gives us a parable. And in this parable, there is the man who sowed good seed, his wheat field, but an enemy came and oversowed the weeds. And what I find most important is that at the end, when the weeds have grown, the wheat has grown and shown what they are, the workers ask, should we go and pull out the weeds? And the man says, no, let them continue together until the harvest, and then we'll separate the wheat from the weeds. And our Lord says, this is like the kingdom of God here on earth. We have the good, we have the bad, going side by side, growing together. And almost as if we were to interpret this as to be a sign that we should be indifferent to the evil around us, it is not quite that at all. God wants us to observe the evil, but to tolerate it, to put up with it. If your enemy harms you, he wants you to bless them. They strike you on the cheek, he wants you to turn the other cheek. They take from you your cloak, give your coat as well. Love your enemy. Do good to those who persecute you. And too often we want to say, well, we need to get them out of my life. I don't want to be there with them. I don't want to see them. And I know the temptation. We want to build our little commune where just my family, the people I love, are around me, and I don't have anyone that I dislike around me. And of course, as soon as you achieve that, you find out that someone that you really liked before, you don't really like anymore. I remember before I went off to college, someone gave me the advice, don't ever room with your best friend. They won't be your best friend very long if you room with them in a dorm. And I think it is true, when we surround ourselves with the people that we like, we soon find reasons to object to them. And our Lord says in today's parable, be patient with them, put up with them. And with human beings, we're different than weeds. I know many people like to think of human beings as weeds. You see, you are genetically good, you're genetically a weed, or you're a wheat. But that's not the case with human beings. You are not necessarily evil and going to be evil your entire life or to die evil. You can change. Sometimes you can be good, sometimes you're going to be bad, and you're going to fluctuate back and forth. And if we pull out that which is bad right now, we may have destroyed something that was going to be very good later on. We are social creatures. We surround ourselves with people, hopefully people that we love, that we can get along with. But there's also going to be those in our lives that just rub us the wrong way. And I believe the message is, be patient with them. You don't have to imitate them. You don't have to become like them. And I think very often that's our attitude. It's a competition. They did it to me, well, I can do it to them. Two can play this game. And that's not what our Lord is saying at all. Our Lord says, no matter what they do, love them. No matter what they do, be patient with them. Put up with them. It's a cross we all have to bear. And it's not just grown-ups, but even little children. Even little children, we have our little video games and we set it down as a brother or a sister or mom or somebody comes and turns it off and they ruin everything, don't they? You've never experienced that, huh, Amos? You have? Your mom does that to you? Oh, my. No, okay. All right. It's pretty frustrating, isn't it? And they just wish you'd leave my stuff alone. But we have to put up with it. because they're our brother, sisters, our mom or our dad, we have to forgive them. And we have to remind ourselves, we're not so good either. And then perhaps we can go one step further and say, well, they meant well. They didn't mean to upset me. They did not intend to harm me. They didn't really intend to ruin my game. And give them the benefit of the doubt. And that will make it so much easier for us to get along. All too often we assume that people who hurt us have an evil intent. I won't ask parents, but the children can see when someone cuts mom or dad off when they're driving down the road. Do they immediately call them an idiot or something worse? Do they get frustrated and angry with them? Ask them if they got their driver's license out of a Cracker Jack box. Of course, you probably don't know what Cracker Jack box is anymore, do you? But we assume evil intent. We assume incompetency, when it may be none of those things. The person may have not had any evil intent at all. It may have been an accident. And are we all not guilty of having a moment when we do something without thinking? And we would wish that those around us would be indulgent to us and forgive us. And so we must be with one another. But that doesn't mean we're indifferent to that which is evil, that which is wrong. We must allow these things around us. We must put up with them, but we must not imitate them. Even though the weeds are growing up around you, that doesn't mean that you need to follow the weeds to do what the weeds are doing. And so it seems like we've got this contradiction. The old timers would tell us, tell me who you go with and I'll tell you who you are. Show me your friends. Tell me how your friends act and I'll tell you who you are. That's how you act. That's how you behave. They also say, birds of a feather flock together. Who you associate with is very important. But you cannot take all the evil out of your life. There's always going to be weeds. And even those who are very good will end up hurting you one way or another. Ask any child who's been frustrated with their parents, who think their parents are not fair, and go stomping and say, I hate you. Say, that's okay. I'm your dad, I'm your mom. It's okay for you to hate me right now, but I love you all the more. I've upset you because I love you. And I hope that one day you'll step back and realize that I truly love you. And there was not evil intent. I don't intend to harm you. I'm only trying to help you. But we must see the evil and avoid the evil. And that is really our dilemma. We can't just surround ourselves with good people because the evil are intermixed, and sometimes the good people are bad. Sometimes the bad people do good things. And it really makes it difficult for young children studying history. You see, was this king a good king or a bad king? That's all I want to know. Well, he did some things that were good. He did some things that were bad. And not everything is black and white. Sometimes it turned out well. Sometimes it didn't turn out well. Sometimes people suffered, and sometimes people gained a great advantage. We're blessed. Our life is this continual undulation, up and down, up and down. Good and bad, good and bad. But we need to be able to see the bad and say, I must not imitate that. I must love my friend, but not do what is bad, what I see my friend that is doing bad. I must not imitate that, but I must still love him, must still try to do good. And I think that is the message that we see in St. Paul's epistle today. I believe this is the message our Lord is giving us in the parable. Don't hate your neighbor because he's hurt you in some way. Love him. Forgive him. Even if he doesn't want your forgiveness, you can still forgive him. You don't have to carry that hatred in your heart, that animosity, that negative sentiment in your heart. You don't have to carry it. And I know many people, psychologists, who would tell you you're a fool if you're carrying all that baggage. Why are you giving all this attention to someone who doesn't even care, doesn't even know what you're going through, and yet you're making yourself miserable? Let go of it. Why are you holding on to it? Let it go. Forget it. Move on. Life is too short. Yes, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your children, your neighbor, whoever it is, they're not perfect. They don't do everything perfectly. They're not God. They're human. They have good days. They have bad days. Put up with it. Forget it. Move on. And I look at Christ and I see this is the example he gave us as he hung upon the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. The apostles were filled with holy fervor one time, and they suggested, because a town refused to welcome Jesus and his apostles, the apostles said, Lord, call down thunder and destroy those people. And our Lord says, you don't know what spirit moves you. I came to save, not to destroy. Our Lord wants us to be patient with one another. Yes, if they don't like you, they don't receive you, shake off the dust of your sandals, move on, go somewhere else. But don't hate them. Don't ask God to destroy them. What Christ wants us to do is pray for them. May God forgive them. May God have mercy on them. May they repent of their sins before it is too late. We can't help but see evil all around us, but we must do our best not to imitate it. Two wrongs don't make it right. But yet, somehow, our fallen nature and the devil suggest to us, you hit me, I'm going to just hit you harder. You insult me, I'm going to insult you more. I'm going to teach you. And that ends up getting us nowhere. You fight fire with fire, usually you just get a bigger fire. You want to fight fire, you get out the fire hose. And you pour water on the fire. It is water that cools and puts out the fire. If you want to fight fire with fire, I think you are a fool, spiritually speaking. You want to fight fire, use water. You want to fight hatred, use love. You want to fight against injury and hurt, fight it with pardon, forgiveness, soothing. This is what our Lord would have us do. And this is what we must do with the world around us, where we work, at school, at church, in our neighborhood, in our homes. Learn to forgive one another, to bear one another, all our injuries, all our hurts, to imitate Christ. And not only just tolerate them, but in return, love for hatred. Return forgiveness for injury. That is what we must do if we're going to be like Christ. If we're going to be found worthy on the judgment day to be gathered with the wheat and gathered into the barns rather than to be cast into bundles to be burned. Right now is the time of formation. We may be a weed now, but we can still become the wheat. We may be good and be the wheat now, but we can still become a weed. It all depends on what we do with where we are, who we are surrounded by, how we react to the world around us. Christ came to save. Christ came and taught us to be patient with one another, to love one another, to forgive one another. And in this, we imitate Christ, and the gates of heaven will open up to us. And if we can persevere in this until the end, we will be gathered into the barn. We will be gathered with the saints and the angels in heaven. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.